Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I am so happy to be here. Welcome to our new segment called Ask Mars. So this was created because in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, which is our free community open to any woman, we have a post that goes up every single Wednesday, and it's called What's Up Wednesday. And we ask you to share any question that you may have on relationships, emotions, business, whatever is on your mind. And if we have a resource to support you, we will send it to you for free. If we can point you in the right direction, we will do that. But every week, I will be picking one question that I think really could speak to a lot of you. Or if I think this is a question that comes up commonly, I will choose that and I will answer it on this segment called Ask Mars. So this is our first one. And I also wanted to share that we are going to be rebranding our podcast. How exciting. It is no longer going to be called The Hustler's Guide to Flow. It's going to be called The Marcia Miyake Show. And I'm super, super excited about that. So hopefully that will happen in the next month or so, but we're slowly making some changes gradually and surely, and this is one of our fun and exciting changes, the Ask Mars segment. So if you would like to have your question answered, make sure you join our Facebook group. I'll have the link in the show notes, and wait for our What's Up Wednesday post and drop your question there. Okay. So this question is coming from Nina. Her question is how to successfully support coaching clients without getting emotionally attached as they explain what they need your support for. Love this question. So a couple of things. Let's get clarity around what our role as a coach is and what our role is not. So our role as a coach is to hold space for our client. So for us to hold space, we need to be truly present. And if we get caught up in their emotions and their pain, we're no longer holding space for them. And when we hold space and we can be this eternal presence for them, this place of strength for them, then we get to see answers for them. We get to see opportunities for them. And our role as a coach, from my perspective, is to hold your client in the vision of their highest self. So I like to see my client as their future self. Like when I talk to a client, I'm not feeling into their pain. I'm acknowledging their pain, but I'm not going into their pain because I'm already seeing them as quote unquote healed. I'm already seeing them as having achieved that healing or having achieved that, you know, professional accolade or the relationship that they want, the money, the house, whatever it is, I see them in that light. And so if I can hold them in that light whilst remaining so present with them while they are opening up to me, then I am that portal between their present pain and their future outcome that they want. So to be clear about who we are as coaches is we need to recognize that our job is to hold space for our clients. And we need to have boundaries around that. So our job is not to take on their pain. We need to go in there with solid emotional and energetic boundaries. And so you may want to prepare yourself for that before going into a coaching call. Now, if you're having a highly charged call, or you know that you're going to be talking to someone that's experiencing a lot of pain, then it's a good idea to prepare yourself for that energetically and set some boundaries. You know, whether you want to say a little prayer, whether you want to set an intention, whether you want to
do another cleansing practice of like, maybe you want to light some incenses. Maybe you want to, there's several things you can do to prepare yourself. But what's really powerful is setting the intention that you're going in there to hold space for this divine soul, and that you are going to see them in their highest light, and that you are going to be an instrument for God's, the universe work, that you are there to serve. And the highest level of serving means that you're not caught up in their emotions. And I know that this can be really, can be a challenging topic if you're like very empathetic and you feel into people's emotions, and that is a superpower, and that's amazing, and that allows you to feel someone else's emotion and to then support them. However, in a coaching capacity, you want to make sure that your empathy is at a level where you can understand their pain, but that you are not being absorbed in their pain. So you're not having completely porous boundaries where you're just like this open flower and absorb all of this pain. That is not your job, my love. Now, you can set the energetic boundary before going into the call. And then the other thing I would suggest is doing a practice after. So you may want to do like an energetic or emotional cleansing practice after, of journaling it out, moving your body. That's another one that I've been doing a lot lately. I've been like shaking my body a lot, because shaking your body moves the cells in your body, and you can just move the energy through your body with the intention that you're about to release that emotion. So you can scream it out. That's another one that I've been enjoying as well. So you can scream it out into your pillow. So there's ways to release that energy that you picked up, that emotion that you've been absorbed into after the call. However, we want to get into a practice where we are not constantly doing that. If we are finding ourselves constantly having to release or having to cleanse every single time, or feeling anxiety, another sign, honey, might be you're feeling anxiety like going into the call. Like, let's say you have a call with a client weekly or biweekly or once a month, and leading up to that call, you're feeling so out of alignment. That could be a sign. Okay, I know coaches don't want to hear this, that this isn't the right client for you. Let me give you some more context here. Not everyone is going to be your client. Okay, just because they're willing to pay you doesn't mean they're your client. There has to be progress. And what I mean by that, honey, is if you're going into the call, right, and you feel like this person is just doing an emotional dump on you every single time, you need to create some space and reflect on whether this is your ideal client. Is this person doing the work to move their lives forward, or is it a huge dump each time, right? This isn't a therapy session where they get to just share. The coaching is different from therapy, right? And for my clients, I want to see progression. I want to see that they're moving forward. I'm not really interested in going back and redoing the exact same thing over and over and over again, especially if that person, there has to be a willingness from your client to make progress. If they are married to their trauma, to their pain, and are not willing to do the work to move forward, then you are basically getting on a call or meeting them face to face, however you do your coaching, and you're just absorbing all their stuff and they're offloading on you. And you need to reflect on whether that is the type of experience you want to have with your clients. As coaches, please recognize your power, that you do not just accept any person that wants to work with you. The person must be willing to do the work. Otherwise, it can be a frustrating experience and they're not going to get the results. They're not going to get the results, and then you're both frustrated. They're still in pain, and you don't have the fulfillment from really supporting someone to a new level in their life, relationship, business, or whatever. So, in closing, what I would say to you, Nina, is number one, do some kind of practice before your call to make sure you're maintaining those boundaries and that you're not absorbing everybody else's energy. Number two, recognize what your role as a coach is and recognize what your role as a coach isn't. Number three, recognize that not everybody is your client, and that's okay. If someone is just coming to do an emotional dump on you every time and it isn't willing to do the work, then you need to rethink whether that's the right client for you. And I would identify who is my ideal client. And finally, I would practice energetic and emotional cleansing after your call, especially if it felt emotionally draining. So thank you so much for making the time to be on this show with me today, my love. I cannot wait to roll out more episodes like this. As I said, make sure you jump in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, and drop your question under the What's Up Wednesday post, and I will either send you a resource or answer it in the comments, or if your question is selected, we will be answering it on this segment called Ask Mars. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.